Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So October is National Women's Small Business Month. It is, Kennedy, a time to recognize the invaluable contributions of women-owned businesses and the remarkable strides female entrepreneurs have made across industries.
That's it.
As so many women break barriers, I think it's important to highlight them. And we want to do it on the show this morning. And we're going to start first with somebody that we know very closely, Kennedy.
Yep.
My wife, Lana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of boss ladies.
I mean, building an empire. Get out of the way.
Lana, tell everybody about your women-owned small business.
I own a custom embroidery business. Located in Charlestown. We do everything from school uniform logos to corporate logos. We've done stuff for Mix.
Did stuff for the Olympics?
Yes, we've done the Olympics.
No big deal.
Partner with a lot of businesses, and we'll do anything from one item to 1,000 items. I mean, for the Olympics, we did 5,000, but I think that's what's unique about our embroidery business is that you don't have to have a minimum, you know, if you want to have one of something done.
And I have gotten things from Lana, and it's so personal. Lana made me a sweatshirt with an embroidered Elvis on it, my dog Elvis.
Yes.
And when I tell you, it looks just like him, mm-hmm. and it means so much to me. That's the personalization that Lana gives, and that's what I love.
Oh, thanks so much. And that's part of the business, how the business started, was making, like, one-off unique things. And I'll never get away from doing that, even if we are doing, you know, 5,000 Olympic hats. We still want to, you know, do those custom unique gifts.
Amazing.
All right, give a plug to where people can find you.
At our brand new website, BostonBellEmbroidery.net. Or, I'm sorry, .com. I used to be .net.
Lana, is Carson a good or bad employee?
Well, I have a new website, and he is not my new website guy anymore.
I got fired as a website guy.
He did get fired from doing the website for Boston
She's
Bell.
She's moving on up.
All
Amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Boston
Thank
Bell.
You guys so much.
All right, bye, Lana. Yeah, it's Boston Bell, BELLE. So, like, you know, Southern Bell.
Yeah,
terping.
I'll make a post for all of these.
Right. You can
afterwards.
Also find her on Instagram.
At Boston Bell 02129.
Right, which is the zip code for Charlestown. Wendy is from Hull. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, guys.
And you started your own pest control company. Tell us the name and tell us about it.
It's Knockout Pest Control, Inc. I worked in pest control for 18 years, and after the pandemic, you kind of rethink things, and I jumped into it 2 feet, and it was a rough 6 months not having any accounts. And, you know, 3 years later, I'm still plugging along, and my employee starts on Monday, so now there'll be two of us.
That's amazing.
It's been a challenge.
That's awesome. Lana just hired her third, like, she has one full-time employee, another woman, and then she just hired a second part-time employee.
So exciting.
When you start to bring in those other people, and I imagine there's not a lot of women that own pest control businesses.
There wasn't a lot of women when I started. I used to go to accounts and they say, "You're a girl." And I'm like, "Yep." You know, and you kind of have to earn their trust, but, you know, stepping out and, you know, being I hate to say a one-man show, and, you know, hitting
You're
these bigger accounts. One-woman show.
Thank you.
And so it was a lot, because they're like, "Well, it's just you." And I said, "Yeah, but just, you know, give me a shot." And then when I started getting the bigger accounts, then the word of mouth just hit. And so, you know, my business is kind of growing itself right now, which is kind of nice. But, you know, you still, you know, need to go to the next level, and sometimes you feel like you're kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm. That's
so, yeah, hard. I'm looking forward to the future. And, you know, I mean, it's just making a personal touch in pest control and making it affordable that, you know, people can actually afford it.
Where can we
no
find
contract.
You? Do you have a website, Instagram? Tell us where we can find you.
So knockoutpestcontrolinc.com.
Perfect.
Wendy, my girlfriend is absolutely terrified of spiders. I'm going to take your number down.
I know. I heard that segment. I was cracking up.
How are you with rat control in Quincy?
It's mice. They're just little tiny mice. It's all right. Thank you, Wendy, so very much.
Yes, thank you. That's great.
There's just thousands of little tiny mice.
Julie's from Plymouth, owns three small businesses. Holy smokes.
When do you sleep?
Just barely. I have a coffee maker on my nightstand for a reason. So definitely gets me up and moving.
Julie, tell us about your small businesses. What do you focus on?
Sure. So my first small business was wedding and event planning. And over the years, the CrossFit gym that I went to, I had the opportunity to take it over. So I can work from home. I get to work out every day with great people where it's a women-owned CrossFit gym. We definitely are not the norm where everyone pictures all these CrossFit dudes. I think we're 85% women members, which is really fun, which means it's really clean, you know, because women tend to clean a lot.
Are you saying men are slobs? Because we are.
Right? And my third business that my best friend and I started 3 years ago is Brews and Sips. My last name's Brewster, her last name's Cipolo. So we are a mobile bar service. We have two horse trailer bars, and that's really taken off pretty much out of control faster than we can keep up with it, which is a great thing. So that can help support, you know, the other businesses when things, you know, tide ebbs and flow, like someone else said during COVID, you know, things are tough. But the bar business has been so successful that it's actually helped launch my fourth business, which I didn't tell you about. But this one is a nonprofit called Plymouth Pink. I had breast cancer in 2020 and have been wanting to be able to give back. And I launched it on Sunday at the gym where all three of my businesses come together because we had the bar there. We had a workout. I planned it with my event planning, and we raised $4,000 to start this nonprofit.
That is awesome.
It's amazing and perfect for October, right?
Two things. Where can we find all of your businesses? And then I need you to email me later so we can get you on the Good Vibe Tribe for Plymouth Pink. Okay.
Yes. No, because I would love Plymouth Pink is what I'm really trying to launch the most.
All right. How do we find you?
The biggest plug I want. So if you just Google my name, Julie Brewster Plymouth, everything shows up because it's baystatecrossfit.com, brewsandsips.com, eventplannersofplymouth.com, and then Plymouth Pink. I haven't launched anything yet but bought the domain.
Got it.
Wow. That is amazing. Wow.
Baller.
I'm worn out just listening to what Julie's schedule must be.
And she's probably got kids, too, and stuff in real life to go along with.
Like, that's stuff you talk about with your friends. Like,
right.
My name's Brewster, your name's Cipolo, Brews and Sips, we got to do a mobile bar.
But you never
and
do it.
And she did it. Like, and it's huge. That's incredible.
All right, we are celebrating women this morning who are small business owners for Women's Small Business Owners Month, 617-931-1234. We're going to talk to Seth from Boston and Leah from Pembroke coming up next.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.